You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Gary in New Hampshire is remodeling his basement. What's going on in the project?
You guys have a great show. I listen to it all the time.
Thanks, Gary.
Remodeling the basement, and I like to, put up studs. And I'm not sure if I should use a concrete sealer and or use a poly, plastic polyvinyl to put up against the wall before I put the studs up.
All right, a couple of things. First of all, do you have any basement moisture problems or humidity problems?
No.
All right, well, what I would do is I would, first of all, make sure we look outside the house that this is not going to become a problem, that we have gutters and downspouts that are present, that are extended out away from the foundation, then soil also that slopes away from the wall. I want you to do the basics because I don't want this to be a problem later. Secondly, what I would do is I would use a foundation wall paint, and I would paint the walls because this will stop some of the evaporation of moisture through the walls. It's not going to stop a lot of water that wants to get through if you had a gutter that got overflowing or something like that, but the foundation wall paint will stop the normal soil moisture that will come through. Next, I would make sure that I install these studs. If you're going to use wood studs or metal, I would keep them a few inches away from the wall, maybe 6 inches away from the wall. I wouldn't go directly against the wall.
Because you need ventilation behind it.
Well, I certainly don't want to be attached to the wall because that's mm-hmm. mold food, especially if it's wood. But I think a little bit of space is good for ventilation. And in fact, a little trick of the trade is you can take like a heating return register, which is basically just sort of a grate with slots in it, and put too low and too high on each wall so that you get air that goes behind it, sort of circulates and comes out the other register.
Do you want the low and high above each other to create that convective loop or
yeah.
stagger?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah, I would put them right above and below each other
mm-hmm.
so that you get some airflow behind it. And that's how I would do it.
And you know what else, Gary? You can use a drywall product that's made specifically for basements or moisture areas. Georgia-Pacific has one called Den's Armor, which is fiberglass-faced instead of paper-faced. So that then eliminates another source of, mold food by getting rid of the paper. Finishes the same way, costs a little bit more, but, it's ideal for the space.
Now, if you don't want to go through all of that trouble, there's some basement finishing systems out there that are kind of like locked together systems, but they are pretty pricey, but they go up in like a day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.